FM radio to work for your company.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're starting hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And our moment today is about the Marfa Lights. That's your cue to play the thing. There you go.
There is a sixth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the sunlight of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that might be called the Twilight Zone.
The Mystery Lights of Marfa. In 1883, cow boss Robert Reed Ellison and several cowboys driving cattle had camped at Paisano Pass near Marfa for a couple of nights. On the second night, Ellison, while checking on his herd, saw flickering lights in the distance and feared they were campfires lit by Apaches, perhaps looking to steal some of the cattle. Scrambling onto their horses, Ellison and his men head on into the desert, looking to locate the Apache encampments. They rode for hours searching along the base of the Chinote Mountains and the mesa between their camp and where they had seen the lights. But they found no tracks, doused campfires, no clues, no evidence that Indians had been anywhere in the area. Was this some kind of trick by the Apaches, or maybe rustlers? For the next two nights, the strange lights returned, and as a precaution, Ellison added extra men to guard over the herd. When Ellison met local ranchers, he asked them about the lights. They told him those lights had been seen by people as far back as the 1840s, when wagon trains passed through the area from Ojinaga, Mexico to San Antonio, Texas. But nobody had ever found any trace of what might cause the lights. Even the Apaches had a legend that the ghostly flashes of light was the wandering spirit of Apache Chief Alaste, who has haunted the Chinote Mountains since his execution at the hands of Mexicans in the 1860s. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And the Twilight Zone attitude was yours.
I just had to have fun with that one. I was sitting there going, what kind of music? Oh, Twilight Zone. God.
Well, yeah. a lot of people out of ignorance don't think there's as much to all this, but you do find it out there.
Yeah.
It's and there.
It just seemed to fit that wonderful Twilight Zone theory. You know? But we know this one does exist.
But the Marfa lights since 1840s.
Well, that's 18. And you know it has to have gone back further.
Well,
Art, you got a thought?
You know, right away, the public thinks that UFO stands for alien, and that's not necessarily true.
It's just unidentified.
Right.
That could be local.
It could be military.
Yeah.
Look at the size of the black budget. I'm sure it's gigantic, and you just don't know what they're making nowadays. You probably won't see it until 2025 or 2030.
Well,
do
you think that's one reason maybe the Air Force has been trying to get us to get off the trail of UFOs because it's their stuff?
I think it's possible, sure.
I would say maybe some of their stuff.
Some of their stuff. Okay, we'll get back into that in just a second. We got to let you know, though, that this was a history piece that Melissa does for the El Paso History Alliance.
That's right.
How big are they?
Oh, they're huge. They've got over 50,000 people following them on their Facebook page, the El Paso History Alliance.
And it's a great organization. You can give Bernie a call at 915-581-7920 when he gets home today. And they do a lot of great things that, you know, just getting people interested. If you've got history, you want to get involved, give them a call.
Tons of pictures.
You've got Barbara Bainey. See what I was saying? I'm dyslexic.
No, you're listdexic.
Listdexic, that's what it is. And she's doing all this great work with that page, Remember in El Paso Win on Facebook. And she's got a crew that help her put all those stories,
and there's a bunch
pictures,
of them.
Everything.
And she could use a little more help. One person that works there is Rose Matthews, and she's a regular docent kind of administrator for them. Well, we thank them for what they do. Also, we have callers on hold. This is the hour to call us. What's that number?
915-581-7920.
No. Call us.
Oh, that's my number.
Call us.
No, don't call that. No. Hello. I'm so wrapped up.
Three,
putting up
two,
this.
One, go.
544-5876.
That's the one.
915-544-KTSM.
Don't go to breaks, sir, here. That's normally what we do. Call us if you need to. Bernie's standing there looking at you. We were going to go through what the Calamias had seen.
Yeah.
And we hadn't got quite to that. So why don't we just ask? We thought we got a bit from JR, and now we have Diana. Diana Calamia.
Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you a little bit again about portal, what Rita had seen earlier and stuff like that. I, too, have seen lights that have disappeared into the mountain, but that's been on the west side. And I truly do believe that the Franklins are used as a portal. We talked about some of the arroyos. I don't believe that the arroyos could be a portal, but I do believe that they may use them for some of their more stealth type stuff.
Getting around?
Right. Because a lot of these things, as we've known in the past, can change shape, or it's the three things that go together and then they become one. So, again, it's not necessarily the fact that it's just one solid object. Again, I believe a lot of these objects could be somewhat fluid in what they are.
You're talking about South Mount Franklin.
Yes.
Where the FAA towers are.
Yes.
And she was talking about North Mount. Rita, you were talking about North Mount Franklin?
Right.
Where the basic highest peak. And can you tell me how high that peak is?
7,000 feet.
7,000.
7,000.
196.
Okay.
It used to be 7,200, but they knocked the top off of 8 feet with a bulldozer to try to put a TV tower up there.
Okay.
That's when the city of El Paso went ballistic, bought the range out from under the developer, and turned it into a park. That's the history there.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I just thought I'd let you know. But the thing about the portals and the Mount Franklin's, we have stirred up some callers. You got another thought?
No, that's fine for now.
We've stirred up a caller named Jorge. Got you on the radio, Jorge. Good morning.
I wanted to call not only because I believe that JR and Diana are cousins by way of Joseph Camilia, who was an attorney here in El Paso. But here in El Paso, on the 14th of August of last year, the day before the Assumption of Our Lady, I was down there around Virginia, right here on river, just outside of El Paso, underneath high school. And I was sitting there because they had a park bench, like, and I was looking up towards the cusp of the mountain where it curves around down to the base, and just appeared an angelic form. And it was dressed in a white shroud, and it had a trumpet, one of those long stem trumps you associate with them.
Wow.
And its wings weren't more than a foot in length. And I think it was because I think a full winged one would have like six, and the six in turn would represent one eternity. And I was just very amazed by it. It was barefoot and had the bush hair. It stood about my height. And I was just very amazed for it.
Okay, yeah. Was that vision, that person, whatever it was, were they floating around or were they walking? What were they doing?
No, they were up above the mountain here where it turns around. You know where the E is? Just to the left of it. And it was just in flotation.
Oh, interesting story. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. You take her easy. And also, he said he thought he was related to the Calamias. Who knows? you could be related to a lot of people. You never know.
This is El Paso. Everybody is related to everybody
in
this town.
It is indeed. Any thoughts from the crowd in here? On Eloise, you had a thought?
Just that I've seen some stuff on Facebook where people see something like angels up there. So, that's about it.
We posted this earlier in the week on Facebook, and we had a guy named Tom Gordy. Well, I think I went to high school with him. He was in high school same time I was. But he posted a bunch of stuff that he has seen. And also, we have on the phone there 544-5876. We have Gary. Good morning, Gary.
How y'all doing?
Surviving. And you?
Well, I'm surviving and trying to remember the story that happened in 1963. I lived in Albuquerque at the time, do live here now. And it was a bunch of, well, not a bunch, there were about three of us in a backyard up in Albuquerque. And we're looking up and we see a, it looked like a satellite, or it looked like, but it was making 90-degree turns.
Oh, boy.
And how does something fly make 90-degree turns?
Because they're in charge of something, you know.
And it kept going like in a rectangle, and then go in a square, and it'd go. And it looked like, you know, out in the, obviously out in the stars, and you know. So I always wondered if anything ever has been sighted where it makes 90-degree turns.
Oh, I think so. JR's nodding his head. I've heard these stories.
I've heard stories. Yeah, like that.
Art.
Well, he's near Los Alamos Labs, and. You just never know. You never know what the military is doing, and Los Alamos Labs is right there.
Well, the stuff that
you know, it's funny you say that, because our house set up on the mountain, and we used to see them take the stuff into that mountain that they had there on Kirtland Base, and you could see from binoculars they're taking stuff in there. And then when we moved to El Paso, we're coming down near Socorro, and my dad, which was an old war, well, he was a World War II pilot. And he saw in Socorro, he's looking, he stopped on the side of the road, and over the mountains to the west, there was a light that was unbelievable. That, you know, you go, what can that be? But, well, you know, and that was in Socorro.
And okay. There are a lot of sightings in the Albuquerque area documented. And, you know, the whole southwest, New Mexico, West Texas, Arizona, just tons of sightings in that area.
Well, we can talk about Socorro also, about the Lonnie Zamora case, where he actually saw the craft land. He actually saw the aliens walking out on the outside of it, you know, and he was a policeman at the time, and he wound up losing his job for telling what he had saw.
Telling what he saw.
Gary, there's a story for you.
And one thing you have to keep.
Well, I hope I'm not losing my job. I already retired.
Well, no.
There you go.
We're going to put you in the witless protection program.
The witless.
How's that? But I think it's a great show.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job.
We just thought we'd better do this. Thanks for calling in. You take
care.
Thanks a lot.
I would like to chime in and say, you know, with Rita's, experience, if you do some research, you can look at the Phoenix Lights. And that was a big story for a while. There's books and videos on that. And all the people there, including the mayor,
saw this big platform, triangular platform,
you know, going across the city. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there that we don't know about. But then one thing that we have to keep in mind is that our government is doing a lot of research. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this alien or is this ours?
The local, yeah.
Yeah. So, and like I said, there's a lot of things you may never see. I mean, and then you come down to a lot of people go, oh, well, it's all crackpots as these people have seen stuff and such. But then you've got people like Avi Loeb, who is a,
Harvard guy.
Yeah, Dr. Loeb. I mean, this guy's got degrees every all which over. Direction. And he's basically come out and kind of shocked the educational world on this, about his theory on the probe that they said, what he's thinking is a probe that was coming across. And if you look at it, it kind of looks like a slice of rock, but it was moving so fast and in such a direction that it looked like it was controlled. So this was something that came through the solar system, but it didn't just, you know, crash or go through. This was controlled flight.
And I just wanted to add that he has a breakthrough listen group that's doing currently research on the object to see what kind of, frequencies they might be getting from it. And also, Andrew Simon, he's head of SETI. He's the director of SETI. And they're also doing research on this object.
So what is SETI?
SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Life.
Oh, okay. Another organization.
It's a big group. Yes, it's a big group. And the director, you know, he's working alongside with this other doctor, and they're doing research on this object.
Interesting stuff. Melissa, have we covered enough to do trivia yet?
Yes, we have.
We have. Okay. Let's take one more call and then get into the trivia. Go to Raul. Raul, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I heard you guys earlier talking about a little bit about the history of the Franklin Mountains. What I'm wondering is, who owned the mountain before Dick Knapp?
It was in bankruptcy, the North Mount Franklin. Whoever owned it, they didn't make the bankruptcy. Knapp picked it up for $400,000 cash. and flipped it for $12 million worth of land from the city a few years later. So I don't have the records on that, but Knapp bought it in a bankruptcy.
But who owned it? So we,
it's in the record somewhere. I just don't know it.
A friend of mine, who you guys probably know of, Dr. Richard Teschner, who's been very instrumental in helping preserve the Franklins.
Right.
And I've asked him about it, and he says, I don't know. I think that's something that we should look into. I'm very curious.
It's in the records.
What was it called?
It would be in the land records. You could simply go down to the Central Appraisal District and find that in about 10 minutes. So, I mean, I just don't know it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Take care.
We got more callers here. We're going to also try some trivia. Should we try the trivia on these guys
on
the phone?
Let's try the trivia. No. Okay. Well, do you want to get that?
I don't know.
Try it if you want. I'm sure their mindset's
another
direction.
Here's the thing. You can't get rid of them because as soon as we take it off, another call comes up. It is that kind of morning with three phone lines.
Well, do we even want to do trivia?
Well, let's give it a shot, see if these guys can do it, whatever.
Okay.
Get to try one.
Okay. What are your chances of seeing a UFO in Texas? We talked about that at the end of the last hour.
Oh, a numerical number thing.
And that was per casino.org, which they can go look that up if they want. And the second one was, who is the Harvard professor that states in 2018 that a cigar-shaped rock zooming through our solar system may have been sent by aliens as a probe?
Okay, what do they get if they call us and tell us all
that? They get $20 in food coupons at Pepe's in New Mexico.
Shall we give it a shot? I'm going to go to Steve. Oh, Steve dropped off. Steve didn't want to do that.
He ran away.
In that case, let's do this. Let's send it out and do a commercial break and come back. Call us on this number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-0104. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Do you remember when you were three? Of course you don't. But do you remember when your kid was three? Yeah, so much fun. No more diapers. Score! Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield from the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. Well, guess who's three now? Casa Kia is. Yep, we're this many. And the late nights and terrible twos are behind us. And I'm quite sure none of our employees are in diapers anymore. Score! So if you have some young ones, like I do, I know safety and affordability are top priorities. So you got to look at the Casa Kia Sportage for just $21,985 or the Casa Kia Forte for $18,985. Look, at Casa Kia, we have six models that start under 25 grand. That's family friendly. And speaking of family, Dad?
Boy, do I remember when you were three. Hey, I'm Clay Lowenfield. Won't tell any bad stories. This is our celebration of 50 years of Casa. So many stories and memories, from inspired to inspiring. I am proud of what my father started at Team Casa, and I am so proud of this next generation. The Casa Way is our commitment to all things home. Welcome to Team Casa, and welcome home.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-0104. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, this gang in here is going crazy. We got phones like crazy. And we'll get to all of that in a minute. But I should tell you who's coming in here next week on March the 2nd. Prince McKenzie and Woody Bear are our guests to talk about El Paso Railroad history. And they're going to talk about their new train car, their new old train car that they've recently acquired. People were living in that thing. Mm-hmm. You remember that story?
Raised a family, 11 kids.
March the 9th, we've got our guest is Gabe Duran, and his family owned a cantina in the El Paso neighborhood called San Juan near Fox Plaza. And we're going to ask him stories about where he grew up, because I never heard of the place, but it was a biggie, and he's got some stories to tell us about growing up in that part of El Paso. March 16th, Eric Kappas, the man who discovered the dinosaur tracks at Mount Cristo Rey, will be our guest to talk about historic geology and open spaces around El Paso. What you've got?
Well, I've got this interesting exhibit going on at the El Paso Museum of History. They've gotten together with the Archaeology Museum, and they had their exhibit opened. You went to the opening. I couldn't
Thursday
go
night.
Because there's not enough handicapped parking downtown. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Well, you're handicapped temporarily.
Yes, I'm temporarily handicapped.
You got a bum
think of
wheel.
The people that are always handicapped, you know?
Yes.
I couldn't get there. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not angry.
Go ahead,
at all.
Rant a little bit.
Yes, let's gripe a little bit. Okay, the El Paso Museum of History exhibit is now open, and it's the Fire and Earth. And this exhibit features many examples of Casas Grandes and Mata Ortiz ceramics from the permanent collection at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. Mm-hmm. And the El Paso Museum of Art has also got some of these pieces there, and they've combined them over at the Museum of History for you to all go see.
It was neat.
It was a really nice. They set it up really well.
They did that, and it's a big deal. And they've also started rearranging a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah, they brought upstairs, downstairs. I
Something
believe
like
they're
that.
Doing that, which is good because a lot of people never saw the exhibit. They didn't realize there was a second floor up.
Yeah.
There. So I give the new director Vladimir
Dr. Vlad.
Dr. Vlad. Yes, he's a very nice man. He's really doing a good job over there. So.
Yeah.
Good
All
to
right.
hear. And the Archaeology Museum on the Trans Mountain. And speaking of the stars, they have an exhibit of astronomy and the Mesoamerican cosmos. So you ought to get over there because I think it'd be kind of interesting hearing the Mesoamericans.
They understood
the
astronomy
stars.
Better than we do.
And imagine things they saw. Who knows who they ran into?
Indeed. We got to get back into our phone calls here and what's going on here. And also, the trivia. These guys on the phone may not want to do trivia. Let's go in order. Saul, we got you on the radio. You want to talk trivia or you want to do something else?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Good. Saul. Were you going to try for the trivia?
Yeah,
or was you?
I'm glad you got my name right this time. Because the last time I called in, you called me Raul, and I don't know who that is, but...
Well, we can say Saul, too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, very good. All right. I just want to tell you a really short story about what happened to me when I went searching for the Marfa lights in about 1985.
Tell.
Okay. All right. So I drove down there, and I had my video camera. And we went down there, and this is before they had that. Now they have a sign out there that says Marfa Lights that away, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go down Highway 90, this is Highway 90. Okay, but anyway, I drove down there with one of my friends and took a right turn, and then we went out there. It must have been about yeah, well, the sun was going down. But if you see my videotape, you can see what, you know, the area and everything. But anyway, yeah, we went down there, and it was about, after the sun was going down, and it got dark, and we started seeing them. We started seeing the Marfa lights.
What colors are they?
There were several colors. Some were blue and white, and some were yellow and red. But the interesting thing about that is that, you know, sometimes we could see them through the viewfinder of the camera, and we couldn't see them with our eyes.
Oh.
And then other times the opposite happened, where we could see with our eyes, but they didn't show up on the viewfinder or the camera.
Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Ooh. Well, thank you for sharing your story. It's great.
But anyway, wait.
There's one more piece of it.
Real quick here, okay? Is that, okay, then we went a little further, and then we ended up getting arrested for trespassing. Because we went a little bit too far down there. Trying to search for these lights.
Well, how are those alien jails these days? they didn't arrest you. The locals did. I get it.
No, yeah, we ended up in jail at the Marfa jail that night.
Oh boy.
And that's what I want to tell you guys. I don't know anything about the trivia question.
You want to try it anyway?
That sounds like a song, though. Marfa jail.
You don't want to try it. Well, thanks for ringing up, Saul. We appreciate it. You take her easy. We're going to move on to Shane. Shane, you want to do trivia or not?
No, thanks.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I was driving from, this is 93, driving from Chicago to El Paso, and it was raining very, very hard. We were in Kansas. So it was my girlfriend and I and two cats in a Ryder truck. And it had been raining just terribly, and we couldn't find a place to stay. So it's like 3 in the morning. There's no hotel in sight, and I think I see a clearing in the rain. And what I saw was it looked like a bright orange half moon on the horizon south of us. And I was like, oh, finally, the rain is clearing, right? There's the moon. Well, the moon proceeds to move alongside the Ryder truck. And it becomes a capsule shape, and the cats they were asleep. And they woke up and started crawling all over the cabin, and they were upset. I had never seen them this agitated.
Goodness.
And I asked my girlfriend, I was like, are you seeing this? And she started laughing hysterically. I had never heard her laugh like this. And she said, yeah, I'm seeing that. And I was like, does this make any sense to you? Because it was flying through trees, right?
Oh,
it was only semi-material, but it was obviously following us. It was very close. I'd say about 100 yards. We're going 60 miles an hour in the rain. And this thing is, you know, maybe 10 feet above the ground, 100 yards away, tracking our car.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, then it goes back to the horizon, and I started thinking, okay, maybe this is a reflection, except this time it's a half moon facing the other direction.
And where were you? Were you on a highway, you said?
Yeah, we were on a highway in Kansas.
Oh, my.
It was right before these floods, and I think it was 93. And then it set, and it looked like the sunset in a Roadrunner cartoon. It just whoop,
there it went,
just disappeared.
Well, thank you for the story. Appreciate it.
Well, the other thing, if I could follow up on it, it's the only event in my life where I woke up in the morning. I'm an artist. My girlfriend was an artist, and I couldn't quite remember what happened. My mind was pushing it away, pushing it down.
Let me bet you were missing 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I had to ask her, did we see something? And she said, yeah. And then we both drew pictures of, like, storyboards of it, and they were nearly identical. So, yeah, that's I didn't believe in anything until I saw them, but I tell people it's like seeing a UFO is a lot like seeing a Van Gogh in person. You don't get the big deal until you're there.
Well, I tell you what you do. Go on our Facebook page and get a hold of that email for Eloise and send her the details, or if you have any your sketches, that'd be great.
Yes, okay. And I also want to chime in.
Thank you for your help. Appreciate it. We're going to move on.
Yes, I also want to chime in and say that there's one website that's really cool. It has a list. It lists about 20 conferences here in the United States. These conferences are awesome because you get to meet people that are very knowledgeable in these subjects, other people that are experiencers. Right quick, paradigmresearchgroup.org. ParadigmResearch.group is one word, .org. It'll be also in the website, I believe. And just to tell you just a little bit, I attended the International UFO Congress in Phoenix and also Contact in the Desert in Palm Springs, California. Those two conferences are just awesome. So if you guys have a little time in your hands and you can get away, I mean, look, go into that webpage and look at the conferences that are available. Also, MUFON has many conferences that they put out. Great learning experience for everybody.
And JR, you want to mention something about MUFON?
Well, yeah, actually there are three major UFOs or UAP organizations. These that I'm going to mention are actually international. I'll start with MUFON. It's the best known, apparently. It stands for Mutual UFO Network. Initially, it started out as the Midwest UFO Network under an Alan Utek, changed to Mutual UFO Network, and then went under Walter Andrus, who used to live in Dallas. MUFON itself is a major organization. It has about 70,000 total accumulated reports. I'm a member of MUFON. At one time, I was an investigator for MUFON here in El Paso as well. And they do a great job. Anybody can really join MUFON. You'll have to go on their website, MUFON.com. The other organization is NUFORC. N-U-F-O-R-C, it stands for National UFO Reporting Center. They have about 90,000 accumulated reports. They're more of an accumulation center. They get thousands of reports, and they just list them. So, you know, go there sometime. I think you'd find it interesting to see the amount of reports that come in. And last but not least is CUFOS, C-U-F-O-S, and that's the Center of UFO Studies. That's mainly a scientific organization. I probably don't have the gray matter to submit much to CUFOS. Those are top scientists. But in any event, it too is a major organization.
A lot of resources out there as needed. All right, we need to move on here and take a break here. Maybe, you've got a major thing to do.
Maybe we can add those links to the website.
Well, I'll keep adding links. I'm going
to
keep them.
But also, if they get to you by email.
You can send it to them also.
Bernie, do we have any trivia in there? Bernie, is there any trivia in that crowd? None of them. The lines are full. We're going to have to take a break and come back and deal with that in just a moment. Shall we do that?
We shall do that.
Put out the Facebook page. El Paso History, whatever.
Radio show, radio Facebook show. Page.
And give us a comment there because the phones are jammed. See you in just a moment.
Bye.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all. Plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016.
Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-0104. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Las Mansiones, a UFO platform, yeah, basically. Well, Las Mansiones. But we want to thank the people in the control room for putting up with all this. Sergio Valenzuela, otherwise known as Sergio Valenzuela. Yay! And then the other guy, there's another guy in there. Cowboy hat dude, Bernie Sargent there.
Bernie Sargent.
Thank you for being the screener of the calls or callers of the screen or whatever you do. Thank you guys in there for doing that.
My partner in crime.
But it is now time for This Week Only. Are you ready? This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.
Inc. is here somewhere. Okay. The city of El Paso has held on to its coveted AA credit rating. What that means for taxpayers.
Also in the Inc. this week, the new leader of Texas Tech's nursing school talks about what's next, ending El Paso's acute nursing shortage and going somewhere.
Metallica is returning to the borderland for a concert after 22 years.
Where they been?
Yeah, they've been. Yeah, I could go through a whole thing. Look back at the heavy metal kings and El Paso's history.
That's El Paso Inc., El Paso's only weekly business and lifestyle journal.
To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, Saul Sines gives a perspective on the border with a group of people in Juarez now planning to cross into the U.S. What's going to happen there? Talk to Angela Teixeira and Charlie Nim, who's done a documentary on that.
Join host Saul Sines Sunday nights right after ABC 7 at 10 on ABC 7 Extra.
All right, somebody chomping at the bit over here. Who needs to go? Should we talk to a caller? Let's go to a caller named Carlos. Carlos, we've got you on the radio. Good morning.
Carlos.
Good morning to all. Was that Bernie that answered?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh, how you doing, Bernie? Hopefully you're getting better, Melissa.
Thank you.
I've got a question. Has there been any sightings from like hundreds or maybe thousands of years ago on the Indians as far as them carving spaceships or?
Well, you see a lot of it in there.
In the Maya, for sure.
Yeah, there's the Mayans, the Aztecs, in the Middle East, in Africa.
Eurasia.
And as we mentioned,
it's mentioned in the Bible very clearly.
Look at the petroglyphs, right. Look at the paintings in the Renaissance time.
Yeah, you go up to the Four Corners, New Mexico, Colorado, up there in that area.
Wow.
You have all the Hopi Indians. Man, you start reading about them and what they talk about. It's wild.
The show Ancient Aliens on the History Channel is really good, and they talk about a lot of that.
Yes, a lot of good information there if you turn that on.
There you go, Carlos.
Wow, so they do exist.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question. When's the next Concordia tour, if anything?
Oh, the ghost tours?
You want just a regular tour?
Yeah.
Concordia Cemetery.
Go to Celebration of Our Mountains and send them an email. Jim Tolbert may have. Oh, you got a better one?
No, I would go. Well, it depends on which one you want. You can go to Ghost 915.
He just said a tour, not a ghost
just
tour.
Well, is Jim doing one? Has he got one coming up soon?
No.
Yeah, I would say go to Ghost 915. They've got most of the tours going on all the time. And Jim Tolbert may have one coming up. I'm not sure.
Carlos, thanks for ringing up, dude.
All right, thanks a lot.
You take care easy. Got another caller. This is Robert, Roberto, I think. Roberto, got you on the radio?
Yeah, that's my story about the Concordia back in the early 70s. I was a student there at Jefferson High School. We call it La Jeff.
Yeah, La Jeff.
We used to party there at the Concordia because it was not like today. It was like it looked like the dump.
Yep.
We used to go in there and party, drink, and all that. And one night we were there, and one of the graves started to glow. It looked.
Hello? I didn't do that. Carlos! Oh, somebody cut you up. We didn't.
Back.
Obviously, yeah, that wasn't
go
us.
Back with Concordia.
You know,
you
guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we've seen when we've done some of our work.
Well, that's just
the
it. We've done several ghost
that.
Videos in Concordia. What are your thoughts, Diana? Well, Calamia?
I would tell you could possibly have been a spirit or something like that, but there are portals there that it is possible that the UFOs or other entities from other dimensions could use them to come in and out of this area.
We saw stuff that didn't make sense.
Not at all. And well, not to you guys.
Well, not to you. Yeah.
Well,
no.
But I mean, was, yeah. I mean, well, I guess what he's saying is you always have to leave it open. You never.
Do you remember the horse smells?
Yes. All of a sudden, we were and we said, okay, this used to be a stable. Sure enough, that's what we figured out. Mm-hmm. That was a stable once upon a time. Other thoughts?
Yeah,
here? More Eloise.
This at the beginning, you were talking about Ezekiel in the Bible. And I think it was a History Channel program, but it talked about Eric Van Doniken hooking up with some scientists in Europe and some scientists like here in the U.S., and they got all the facts from the Bible, and they actually came up with some plans that, you know, it looked like a UFO and the UFO platform, and the scientists just got together, put all the dimensions together, and they came up with that. So that was pretty interesting.
More phone callers going on here. Let's go to John. John, you have a MUFON thought or what?
Good morning. A great show this morning.
Thank you.
I'd like to tell the audience about my experience out on Highway 90 between Alpine and Marfa. I was coming down Paisano Peak approaching the Marfa Lights viewing site. The reason I was out there at 4 in the morning is because I used to drive for the Union Pacific as a contractor. So I was out there at least once a week at all hours of the days and night. And what it was, I had seen those flickering lights. They didn't really interest me, but this is something even better that I saw. It was an orb out there. I was driving west on 90. And going about 60 miles an hour, 4 o'clock in the morning, no traffic for miles and miles. And I was viewing straight ahead, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a bright orb. So I turned over to my left, and I did see at 45 degrees from where I was sitting on the van. And it lasted for about 10 seconds, but I kept driving, and I kept looking forward and then going over to the left to make sure I wasn't seeing things. And it was a big giant ball about 45 degrees, and what happened is that it kind of like a giant burst, you know, like a star, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared.
Bizarre.
An orb. I think the lady earlier was talking about an orb. She saw an orb also.
Yeah, she saw a big one above her car over here in the west side.
Uh-huh. Indeed. So there's orbs out there.
And what are they? That's what we don't know yet.
I know. But one last thing, it was a real nice feeling. I wasn't scared or anything. It just left me with a real good, nice feeling.
Fair enough. Take a ride next time.
All right.
Thanks a lot. You take her easy. We got to take a break here and come back. JR's got some MUFON ideas that you said you wanted to throw out there.
And
we'll go for last comments on everybody in the room here. And we got one more caller on the phone here. And in the meantime, look at the Facebook page. You're good.
That's right. I finally got everybody's picture up there.
Oh, you got them up.
Yes,
excellent.
I got them up, and the information and the links that we were talking about are there.
How'd that go happen?
I don't know.
I didn't
but
do that.
No, you can go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page and check it out.
By the way, I want to thank you very much for doing the radio business you do sitting here, because you put stuff on that Facebook page constantly.
Yes, I do.
And we thank you kindly for that.
Yeah.
Back in just a moment.
Today's the day to help secure your family's tomorrow, and for less than you may think. With a USAA life insurance policy, you can provide for the everyday. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-2844. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-2844. That's 1-800-700-2844. 1-800-700-2844.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
We are back on the radio talking into these little machines known as microphones.
Oh, is that
here.
What we're doing?
Hello.
We're having a private conversation.
1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to go around the room now and just see thoughts. Let's start with you, Melissa. What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Oh, I think, I kid about it a lot, but I've known people that have been really involved in this stuff and gotten really, really heavily involved have told me some stories that I found very interesting, including these people here today, but this is from way back. So I'm never going to close my mind to it. It's just one of those things, unless I can really get me a firm answer saying no, there's too many things out there that are unexplained.
And some may be government, but a lot of them may not be government.
Exactly like you're saying. The government has things that they've done over the past that have machines that we've seen later on that was like, oh, my God, look at the wing. You know,
like Rita had a story where a thing went over her house and went straight into North Mount Franklin.
Yeah.
If the military knows how to do that, congratulations. Well, I don't have a clue.
And also, they closed the Blue Book, stopped that program, but now they've reopened a program, and I looked it up, and I found it last night. What was the name? Do you know the name?
Well, actually, MUFON took over Blue Book in 1969.
That's J.R. Kelly.
But I mean, as an actual paid government, there is an actual paid government program
There was. They said that the government said that they were no longer interested in it, but just very recently it came out that the government still had an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, and they had an actual name for it, and I wish I'd written it down.
So. All right, let's go around the room. What are your thoughts on, go ahead, and your thoughts of summing up today?
I just want to sum up. First of all, Art mentioned that a lot of this could be military. He's right. A lot of it could be. Skepticism is good. I know a lot of you out there, probably tongue-in-cheek with this subject matter, but, skepticism is good. However, as far as military things go, there is a unmanned aerial vehicle testing site in Las Cruces. So a lot of these small objects you see floating around may in fact be
drones.
We don't deny that.
Yeah.
But then again, there are the objects, like Rita was saying, that go into mountains that and then that collar where this thing flies through trees. That's called spatial incongruities, and it just, all of a sudden it just vanishes, or it goes from one end to another without seeing a trajectory. These things could be interdimensional. They don't have to be from outer space, if you will.
Well, if you think only like a human, you will probably not understand some of this stuff.
Right.
But if you think a little more spiritually, maybe it'll come to you. All right, any other thoughts around the room here?
I think you just have to have an open mind. Keep an open mind to all these things, because there's a lot of things out there besides UFOs, the paranormals, ghosts, what have you. A lot of things that we cannot explain with our physics, with our mathematics. So we just have to keep an open mind, read, and make up your own mind,
Art Rayon.
Real quick, for the caller who wanted to know about the Concordia Cemetery Ghost Tour, there will be one on March 16th at 9 p.m. So,
and what's the URL?
And that's the Lost El Paso Paranormal Facebook page.
Diana, your thoughts?
Oh, just that I've been really excited to be here today and the opportunity for everyone to share their experiences, both here in the studio and online. And again, the main thing is to keep your mind open. There's so many different things out there that we're not capable of totally knowing and understanding it all.
Yeah, and also real quick,
Rita,
if you
go ahead, Eloise.
Yeah, if you look into YouTube and type in "citizen hearing on disclosure," this was in Washington D.C. in 2013. And they have some videos out there where astronauts and military people and a lot of people that are involved in this subject talk about. They talk about a lot of interesting things.
Rita, your last thoughts for the day?
It's important to share whatever you see, even though you do not have answers. When you get together, you can think things through. It's important. We have a right to know what's going on around us.
Rita, thank you very much for your contributions today. And listen, we got two more callers here. And just my thoughts, I'm open-minded. I've seen enough things to make me think there's something to all this. And I also think the military's got more stuff than they're telling us. Wouldn't you expect that? So both of those, I think, are true. All right, we got a couple of minutes here for our last thoughts of people on the air. We're going to go to Fernie. Hey, Fernie, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to relate an incident that occurred to me in 1964. I was a fourth grader at the time. And it was in the probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. My sister and I were asleep. And my mother bed and told us to come outside. So we went outside in the backyard. This was on the east side of El Paso in the Lobo Terrace area. Went in the backyard and witnessed what looked to me was like a street lamp in the middle of the sky to the north, probably northeast of that area. So I really didn't think anything about it, but it was like a street lamp moving back and forth, up and down. So as a kid, you don't really think about those things. But come recently, watching an Ancient Aliens episode, I saw that in, I think it was the spring of 1964.
They look familiar, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The landing at White Sands that was met by the president.
Amazing stuff. Well, we're going
to relate.
Well, Fernie, thank you for calling up. We're about out of time here. I want to thank you for your thoughts. And for those of you who want to continue this conversation, by about 12:30, give or take, most of us will be out at Pepe's. 6761 Donovan. The special today is?
The green chili cheese enchiladas.
Aha, Diana picked it out, so that'll be good. Again, thanks to the people in the control room. Bernie Sargent, thank you, sir. We're going to see you out at lunch there. You're going to fly out there, you and Melissa, in your UFO?
Yes,
and
right.
Land right there on top of Pepe's?
That's usually the way Bernie thinks I drive, anyway.
Well, that's the way it goes for some people.
I might be one of those things you've been seeing on the road.
Yeah. And Sergio Valenzuela, as always, thank you, India. And the whole thing here to me is kind of amazing. I want to thank you all for coming in and sharing your stories, because some of you didn't really want to come in here and do this, I don't think. But so you felt compelled you had to.
Yeah, I was scared that you were going to throw tomatoes at me or something.
That's when we get to Pepe's and it'll be good hot sauce.
No.
You won't bother. Other than that, we're having
throw
a great
chips at you.
And I'm sorry for the callers on hold still. We're not going to get to you today. But thank you very much for joining us on the program. And we will see you next week. We'll come back and do this.
We'll be back again.
Go to ephistory.com for details about the radio show. And next Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Talk El Paso starts off the Saturday Talk on El Paso KTSM. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776.
Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
iHeartRadio has made it super easy to discover the best podcasts for whatever you're into. And I mean whatever, from true